This girl in my school is a fundamental Christian or something like that. She always wears these shirts that say, God will save you, which I know is bullshit because that God dude didn't do shit to save me from getting caught by the cops for putting that hamster in the microwave at the gas station down the street. Hey, the sign said free for use. It's not my fault they didn't specify the use. Anyway, I don't see the need for handcuffs. It's not like it was my hamster in the first place. Evangelical Christians are also often seen with bumper stickers saying such messages as Jesus loves you and have that stupid little fish logo. They are responsible for any corny sayings with the word Jesus or God in them. But I'm wondering from my main point, which is that evangelical Christianity is very confusing. Here's what I learned about evangelical Christianity through the t-shirts this girl wears. So get this, there's this God dude up in heaven, just sitting around watching us for the hell of it. I think fundamentalists think he made us, which is of course absurd. Everyone knows you are born because your parents had sex, and then, as a gift for getting it on, a stork gives them a baby. I learned that in science class, and the science teacher wouldn't lie to me. Except for the time he told me that I had potential and that I was just didn't apply myself. Listen. We both know I don't have any potential, unless it's the potential to kick loads of ass. And I don't think that's what he meant. So anyway, these fundamental dudes have this beef with science. Apparently, science ruined their shit a few years ago, and now they have it with a big S. Which means science, not Superman, by the way. They think dinosaurs lived with people, and then the dinosaurs went up to heaven or something to chill with God, which is stupid, because I think I'd be much cooler to chill with than some Phagosaurus Rex or something. Science tells us that people evolved from dinosaurs, which really makes a lot more sense when you think about it. Dinosaurs had teeth, and we have teeth. Coincidence? I think not. It's a scientific fact called evolution. Look it up. Basically, she wears all these retard shirts that say, God is great, or Jesus is my homeboy and stuff. But I don't believe it, because really, if God was so great and shit, would we need some dumb girl to walk around with a t-shirt saying it? I mean, this is the same girl that always wears a Justin Timberlake t-shirt. Is she saying her God is like the God of sheep pop singers or something? See, if I were God, I want all my believers to just wear Iron Maiden t-shirts, because Iron Maiden is an awesome band. Chalk up another case of bullshit for the fundamental Christians. Alright, get this. So this girl comes up to me today, and she talks to me. A girl! But she's not all like, I want to sexor you up, which is what I was expecting. I mean, she's pretty hot. She hands me some piece of paper. It's not even porn! About how Jesus loves me or some shit. Newsflash, Jesus is a dude. If he loves me, that means he's gay. And I know from church that gay is a sin. So Jesus is going against the book he wrote for with his homies. So according to the book he wrote, should be beaten to death for his sins. But I guess the guilt got to him because he ended up gaying it anyway. Lots of good God did then, huh? Score. 1 for me, 0 for Jesus and fundamental Christianity. Booyah! The paper also said all this information about the church and some volleyball team at the church gym. I thought about going because all the hot girls play volleyball at the church, and I get to see them jump around in skimpy shorts. Promising. But then I realized that it was probably a sin. You can figure if it's awesome slash sexy, it's a sin. But I thought a little more and figured out that you can't sin when you're in church. Because it's like God's house, and you and your homies can do whatever you want in your own house. You know, chill, put your feet on coffee tables, etc. So, yeah. So this fundamental Christianity shit has gone too far. I went to this volleyball thing to hook up with some sexy women, and when I'm there, all these old ladies give all this BS about how I need to be saved. I told them that, from my experience with this microwave, God wasn't very good at saving people, and that Joe's bail bonds was a much better way to get saved. Apparently, this pissed the old people off. She starts yelling at some shit about Antichrist and Satan. I'm totally trying to ignore her, but she's standing in my way, obscuring my view of hot volleyball ass. Well, to make a long story short, I got kicked out of the place, and, like clockwork, God does nothing to save me. What the hell? Thanks for nothing again, God. Conclusion. So in conclusion, this whole Fundagelical Christianity thing is BS. I don't care what the girls' t-shirts say. I hope she keeps wearing them because they're like 3 sizes too small for her, so they give me a good view of her tits. I bet that's what God would have wanted anyway, if he did exist. Seriously. Tits.